Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
What it is!
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage!
And this is
Hard Factor! And there is no one that does it better!
Right now, yeah!
Nobody does it better! I ain't repeating myself! Go ahead, tell me something right now!
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist! And I'm always cheering!
Oh, yeah!
Episode 1441 of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80-ish percent accuracy guaranteed on this podcast. Everything you need to know in 40 minutes or less. But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor. Today, I've got some incredible small businesses to highlight and tell you guys about. Pretty fun stuff there in the small business world. We're big supporters.
Hey, we are a small business.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So we support ourselves. We support the other ones out there. And
support the donut shop up the street run by the Vietnamese couple all the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you're watching on video, also make sure to listen on audio so we get those downloads. But I feel a little self-conscious because I'm wearing like a
sweater?
Tank top. Right. And I didn't trim my... my shoulder and back hair, and so like I was like, it's hey, like, guys, give me a minute, I'm gonna go trim it up. And Wes goes, nah, leave it, you fucking gorilla.
it's like a nice gorilla shaded sweater vest. It looks beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, why are you wearing a tank top?
Well, I mean, eventually when I shave my stuff it looks good, but I just didn't get to it in time.
You look manly, you look Italian, you know.
Oh, too manly.
Oh, machismo just exudes from your tie-dye tank top. By the way, it's also the perfect day to do that, Mark, because I should have mentioned this. In hindsight, seems like something I should have said in advance. I'm testing out not playing the live on YouTube tonight. We're going to load it as a video later for all the YouTube people out there. It's just going to be a couple hours later. But yeah, so fewer people are seeing your, if you're self-conscious about it, it's okay. Fewer eyes on it right at the beginning.
That's right.
While you're doing it. So
I'll just have to see the comments afterwards calling me a fucking Sasquatch, but yes.
Right, you get email notifications about yeah. those instead of the live chat where you just can chew it in the moment.
That's better. Good timing. Yeah. Yeah.
Right before you go to sleep, you can read the comments.
Yeah. You get a nice little email.
I'm like, the hair on my shoulders stand up.
Fozzie Bear 420 says, look at this Sasquatch.
This hairy fat fuck.
Mark's got a Texas two-step of insanity to fill us in on today.
Dude, Texas be Texasing today. Big stuff for a big double, state. Yeah.
Double time. Big. Bigger than everywhere else. And Wes is back with a Trump date.
Good to be back. Yes, Trump. I'll tell you all about his first day of his trial. First trial of a former president, criminal trial, that is. So we shall we'll get into it.
We shall.
He's confident, I'll tell you that. I don't know that for a fact, but I'd bet on it.
He needs a clone like in Michael Keaton's Multiplicity, that the clone just goes to court for him.
Yeah,
true. Or like the movie Dave in the, well, he's not the president anymore. But yeah,
that's the fill-in. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He'd have to be in a coma.
He's always confident, that Trump. Something about it.
I heard this one's really just a complete waste of time, but I guess Wes will let us know.
Yeah. I mean, there's some funny stuff coming out of it.
He's always entertaining. I'll say that, you know, you did.
I was reading on like, you know, like left leaning publications that this case is far from a slam dunk, AKA it's not.
Compared to most of the other ones, like he did get, he did get the civil thing against him, but like nothing else has really stuck. So it's it's not OJ a slam situation. Dunk compared to other ones that have not worked.
Right.
Okay. So that's,
we'll see. But I didn't get as far as Wes though. Wes will tell. Why don't you go ahead and tell us, Wes?
Okay. You want to get into it?
Sure.
The first ever, as I mentioned, criminal trial of a former president underway in New York, Teflon Don. He's being charged with falsification of business documents. And this is all related to the hush money that he paid that whore, Stormy Daniels, to keep quiet. Sorry. About there.
She is an adult film star. We can just put it that way.
I did see
her. All right. There she is. She's not wearing her business suit like she does nowadays in that picture.
The only porn I've ever seen her in was a Spaceballs parody.
She's got some great titles. I forgot.
There's lots out there.
We did them a while back. Yeah. Some good ones.
She's got a few titles. So to keep quiet about their affair ahead of the 2016 election. So jury selection has started. That's the first thing in this trial today. If you're watching live, it was the first day. And they're going to have, it seems, a tough time finding jurors because everyone knows who Donald Trump is. Most people have probably jerked off to Stormy Daniels. And the first day ended with 50 jurors being dismissed because they would be unable to be fair or impartial.
They root for both so hard, you know.
Yeah,
this
guy who looks very impartial.
I gotta tell you, Your Honor, I'm intimately aware of both candidates. Okay. Yeah. Donald Trump's personal text chain. He texts me constantly. We're texting all the time. And I celebrate Stormy Daniels' entire catalog. So I'm the perfect juror. And then they get dismissed.
I think one, I'm confusing the Spaceballs parody with a Star Wars parody called Star Horse. Mm. And I'm confusing Stormy Daniels with a woman named Michelle Thorne who played Commander Nymphet. I don't know if I've seen her naked.
I bet they're pretty similar.
You didn't Google Stormy porns like she was like the number one Pornhub search, like every single time one of these things, she probably is like right now, right? Like she every time this happens, she shoots to the top of the charts again on the porn searches.
Well, there's still time for me. Well,
there is, trust me. They're out there.
I
mean, look at that that tattoo that goes down from like below the belly button down to where her vagina is huge. That is front facing. That's a porn star tattoo. Anyway, 50 jurors were immediately excused after they said, look, we know all about this guy. We know all about Stormy Daniels. So it's going to be, they say that could be up to 2 weeks before they find enough jurors that are good enough liars that claim they can be impartial and fair. I don't think anyone can. I really don't. I really don't think there's anyone out there that doesn't have at least some prior knowledge or opinion of Trump or this whole thing.
But is there anybody who's like really taking aside one or the other here with Stormy and Trump, or is it like people who just are intimately aware of
both? Yeah, couldn't independents just listen to the facts of the case and be impartial? Why is it
everyone's bias? I mean, I guess you could. You could say that. I mean, maybe we could.
Could you bring in people from a different country? An interpreter. But
in the end, Wes, I mean, this case, of course, everybody knows about both of them. In the end, does this even bar him from running for president again? Because, like,
no, what? It doesn't.
Okay, there you go. It doesn't. So it's just whatever. I mean,
no, yeah, that's the question. And it's the in certain states, there's limitations on who can run if you have a criminal record, but according to the Constitution, as long as you're 35, natural born citizen, lived in this country for 14 years, doesn't matter if you have a criminal record. There's probably some, like, if you're a murderer.
And SCOTUS just came down on Colorado for trying the 14th Amendment as a state. So it's like, yeah, it's they're pretty much out of options to get him off the ballot.
This is like that scene in Bad Santa when what's his name? The RIP Bernie Mac, when they're in the office and he's like, well, can you get him in trouble for having sex in the dressing room? Like, right. And Bernie Mac's like, fuck's big women. What can you do? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like nothing's gonna happen, right? I know there's a little corruption in that scene too, but it's the same sort of thing.
He's the courts to the DNC, and the DNC is Ritter, RIP.
Exactly. Both
RIP, both Bernie Mac and
Ritter. Yeah.
Good scene.
Other drama on the first day included Trump butting heads with, again, the judge overseeing this, Juan Merchan, because he told Trump that he may have to miss Barron's high school graduation ceremony on May 17th through the trial. And Trump said, it looks like the judge will not let me go to the graduation of my son, who's worked very, very hard. He's a great student. He's proud of the fact he did so well. He's looking forward for years to having his graduation with his mother and father there. It looks like the judge isn't going to allow me to escape this scam trial.
Well, that is fucked up, but that's just scheduling. That's not like the judge, right? I mean,
but the good news, Will, is that if the ceremony is outdoors, he'll be able to look out the window and see Barron's head as he walks the stage and towers over the trees and skyscrapers, that freak, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's up there with the giraffes.
Yeah.
You don't need an Apple tag on him. Yeah.
Look, there goes Barron.
Yeah.
Dean's going to need a ladder to shake his hand.
Yeah. Why is he so tall?
Yeah.
Did Trump do like genetic editing for Barron? Like, because, you know, Trump has a lot of money for a long time, eventually becomes a president, and he has a son that's that tall. Like, and he's not that tall.
Well, the funny conspiracy theories is that, no, I think that Barron came first, according to the like Q conspiracy theories. Barron's like a time traveler. Right. And he set up the whole.
He's Trump's dad. He's
something Trump, along those lines. It's a funny conspiracy theory, but there's like, you know, like the pictures of like Nick Cage as a vampire from like the black and white thing. Right. There's like a lot of that stuff about Barron Trump too.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah. He's really tall. yeah, he is. Also, the judge denied his request to attend the Supreme Court hearing next week in relating to the January 6th incident. Also, the New York Times is reporting that Trump fell asleep during the, what I can only imagine, very boring process of selecting jurors and looking at, you know, dumb New York common folk for Trump. And the Times reported that Trump appeared to nod off a few times, his mouth going slack and his head dropping onto his chest, which is exactly how he looked while Stormy would blow him. So,
isn't he like, he's like 78, right? I mean, he's not like victim
attacking.
We act like he's so much younger than Biden. He's like equally as much of a angry old grandpa who's gonna fall asleep.
Yeah, he's no spring chicken, that's for sure. Yeah.
No, he's gonna take some naps.
Yeah, a lot of naps.
Yeah. Trump was finally
just has to like wake him, tap him on the shoulder and give him another Adderall, and then he like
taps him up. Well, Trump was finally jolted awake when allegedly his lawyer elbowed him and whispered in his ear, "Sir, look at the cans on juror 32. I'd like to be sequestered with those babies." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No.
Wowee! Look at those.
Deliberate on those.
Like 69.
Now, apparently, he was getting past notes for several minutes by his lawyer, and then Trump appeared to jolt awake and noticed the notes and.
He's got a stack of notes.
Look at all these notes.
All the notes said wake up.
He didn't care about the notes. No. He was nodding off. And also
they should have stacked the notes like on his sleeping head, you know, like you do to your drunk buddies. You know
how many stickies can they get on them?
Try to put beers on them, you know, like
you probably get a few on them. Yeah. and the judge is not taking any of his shit. Apparently the prosecution wants him to be held in contempt because apparently he violated the gag order against him for some posts. One was attacked Michael Cohen, the other called the judge a corrupt New York judge. So they're gonna have a trial or a hearing on that on April 19th, and he, you know, it's a $3,000 fine.
Wow. Yeah, that one's gonna carry some heft to it.
Yeah.
Learn his lesson on a $3,000
fine.
Yeah. And the judge warned Trump that if he misbehaves or violates any of these orders, that he will be put in jail for the remainder of the trial.
My Cousin Vinny. I knew it. It started to feel like My Cousin Vinny, and then you just sent it home. That's you're basically, he's playing out the plot of My Cousin Vinny. I'm holding
you in contempt of court.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Two Utes under the sack of suds.
Well, what are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Who's the redneck that he's going to jump punch to get a wad of ones from?
Yeah. At the pool. Anyway. So again, as Will said, it doesn't matter what happens here. If he gets, you know, even convicted, he's still running for president. He can still run for president.
It just riles up both sides more. One side for sure. More. One side says this is a witch hunt more. You know,
this is such a weird game of chicken, this election, where every side was like, we're cool with the rematch, and then like didn't blink. And then, like, as you slide closer and closer, the rematch is definitely going to happen, except there's also RFK in there, which is, like, kind of throws a wrench. So
the best thing that's going to come out of this trial, though, is and that I think his lawyers are trying to prevent is the stinky, steamy details about the affair. Like, we might get some, like, Trump, like, some Tiger Woods-style texts, maybe. That would be the amazing.
Mushroom-tipped penis. Yeah. I mean, this is...
What do you like more than... What's your favorite thing besides a good DPing?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Tiger style comments. Yeah.
Just DP'd her. And
those Tiger texts were the best.
Yeah, they were. Come over to Chester. Anyway.
You like big black penises, don't you? It's like, just the filthiest text.
It's going to be a tough day for Charlie to discover those.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's what's going on. We'll keep you updated. Any big updates. And of course, once the trial, concludes, see what happens. But, guys, I don't know how much you've enjoyed them, but I've been enjoying the hell out of the Cook Unity meals that were sent to us.
Man.
Woo. If you've got culinary taste like we do, you know how expensive exploring the local food scene can get. And how hard it is to find the time and energy to try something new. I mean, especially in Austin, there are a new restaurant every minute popping up. So Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it's cheaper than other delivery options. I sent most of my stuff to with Cam to his school, and he would literally text me at school and be like, these are good.
He was the king of lunch. I mean, these things are incredible. It's restaurant quality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Korean and their tacos.
Their Asian stuff. I ordered a lot of their curries and it is absolutely restaurant quality. I mean, it was some of the best of that version. I think it was like some kind of Penang curry or Gari curry that I had. Some of the best of any restaurant I've been to. And
all kinds of flavors. Yeah.
Delicious. Yeah, and it's nice to support local chefs and suppliers. You know, it's just a little added bonus. So unlike other meal services, Cook Unity is a chef collective bringing exciting culinary talent straight to your table. Best chefs, they work with the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to you every week. Your food arrives fresh, never frozen, in packaging that keeps meals fresh in the fridge up to 7 days. And it's compostable, recyclable, or reusable. And pick as few as 4 or as many as 16 meals per week. So, lots of dishes to choose from: vegan, paleo,
pescatarian, gluten-free.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's good. And like I said, if you got kids in school and you want to feed them something delicious and not have to worry about making their lunch, this is beautiful. Yeah. So, experienced chef.
Probably gonna make some friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Always so delicious. A lot of good really treats. Good.
Really, and they're filling too. That's the best part. They're like you can feel like you had a meal after you eat one.
Oh yeah, so it's not like bird food like a lot of these delivery services.
No, not at all. So experience chef quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/hardfactor or enter code hardfactor before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code hardfactor or going to cookunity.com/hardfactor.
All right, I got Texas two-step for you. First one is a crazy medical story coming out of Texas. Allow myself to introduce myself. 64-year-old Dr. J. Steve Biden Jr. a surgeon at the University of Texas Health Science Center in Houston, who was also contracted to head up the Memorial Hermann's, here's a picture of that place, liver and kidney transplant program since 2011, because apparently he is the man.
It's a nice hospital right there on I-10. Pass all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right next to the highway where they steal everyone's organs and car accidents.
Well, there's some scandals here, too.
Quick, west, right to the ice, right in the hospital.
Perfect location.
For you should have done the report that came out about the organs thing, so maybe you can do that later.
We touched on it lightly, we need to deep dive.
It's a shady business. Well, this guy's been running that hospital since 2011. He has admitted to, quote, having made inappropriate changes to patients' medical records that effectively inactivated the candidates on the liver transplant waiting list, making them ineligible for transplants, and then they died.
Whoa. What a cocksucker.
Yeah.
He was turning people's wait list off.
He was checking some wrong boxes on purpose to make sure that they didn't get transplants.
Now,
Was
he being paid to bump other people up the list?
Right.
Well, there's not more out yet. They're investigating it, but there's like all sorts of theories.
They didn't know he was doing it. He's either like a Joker, like he's an evil, like want to see chaos guy, or he was getting paid.
Maybe he hates drunks and doesn't think they deserve a second chance, but people that weren't drunks deserve, you know, there's all sorts of theories out there. Like
some of those liver transplants, you see people that get like multiple ones, and that's.
Is that what pisses him off? No, was he paid? Is it that there were people that he like wanted to get up the list, but they were never, because there was like a long waiting list, and he thought maybe some people had a better chance of survival, so he just automatically disqualified the people he thought were going to die and moved the people that had a better chance up? Who knows? But what he did manipulated the documents to make it so that the people that needed transplants didn't get them and they died.
That's fucked up.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's like murder.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, right? The head liver and kidney transplant doc purposely manipulated the people who needed liver and kidney transplants. And guess what happened to those people? They died. So Memorial Hermann Texas Medical Center has shut down its liver and kidney transplant programs completely now. So no one's getting a fucking transplant there. And they're launching an investigation after 14 patients in 2023 died that they did liver transplants. So it was like 12 in 2022. Or like 12, it's like 11, 12, 14, and now 5 in 2020.
So basically they noticed at this hospital, everybody on the waiting list was dying.
Too many people on the waiting list were dying.
Insanely high.
I guess the people that were dying were like bumped down or removed, right? Due to his malicious edits. Memorial Hermann
eating them. What if he's like a sick cannibal and he just eats the livers that come in instead of giving them to people?
Hannibal Lecter.
That's a theory. Yeah. That I haven't heard that one before, but you know, I guess anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With a sicko like
he loves liver.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it turns out he was like, you know, motivated by something that's like a fucked up practice in medical practices, that's still insane to like have people die, get them off the waiting list.
He took an oath, Will, and this is not going with that oath. Memorial Hermann Texas Medical Center said it discovered a pattern of irregularities. The irregularities were only related to liver transplants. So he didn't kill anyone that needed a new kidney. He was focused on the liver.
Better organ to eat.
Yeah, either that or the liver higher ups in the organ trade industry pay better than the kidney guys.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, there's some cash exchanging hands. You can guarantee that.
The quote, the inappropriate changes effectively inactivated the candidates on the liver transplant waiting list. Subsequently, these patients were not able to receive organ donation offers while inactive, and then they died. Not everyone had bad things to say about the doc, as a spokesperson for UT Health Houston said, Bynum is an exceptionally talented and caring physician and a pioneer in abdominal organ transplantation. That's where the quote ended. They forgot to say murderer.
Is that the time to give that statement? I mean, maybe just like pull that one back for, you know, during the trial or something where you're trying to defend him, not like the day everybody finds out he killed a bunch of people.
Yeah. You know who doesn't want to hear that? Well, the parents families. Of the people that died, the families, the people that died.
Doubt the parents are alive, but the children, right, certainly.
The families, yeah, the children, the families, the people that died. And guess what? The hospital is working with all those affected patients' families. So those are some tough phone calls to make. Hey, sorry, Dr. Bynum played God and didn't choose your family member.
Mm-hmm. We got a picture of this creep.
No, I did not.
It's livery. Really
creep, I don't even want to look allegedly. At him. I'm so disgusted. I don't even want to look at him.
I bet he looks like he eats liver.
Yeah, I do have the like hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got real healthy skin.
He's got a painting of what's the guy who
played Hannibal Lecter?
Big teeth.
There he is.
Oh yeah,
thank you, Eric.
He's very bald.
Well, maybe the liver is to grow his hair back.
Yeah, livers. Yeah, exactly. It'll give him more more power
to get his hair. He looks like a freaking nerd.
He looks like a guy that would cut a dirty deal with you to get you some livers. Is what he looks like now.
Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank a little bit.
Like Kevin O'Leary, if Kevin O'Leary had some sort of like vitamin deficiency,
yeah. If the cum dripped out during the pregnancy, like he looks like, yeah, exactly. That wasn't a doggy style pregnancy. Anyways, let's stay in Texas and go from a bad surgeon to a worse mother. 29-year-old Lakeisha Woods Williams has been arrested and charged with 2 counts of child endangerment after leaving her 6 and 8-year-old children home alone for 6 days while she went on vacation. Couldn't find a sitter.
She's kind of cute. I gotta tell you.
Well, yeah,
that's why she was invited to go on a vacation for 6 days. So,
would you like to see her on a cruise, Wes? Because that's where she went.
I would.
Yeah. Could you blame her? She had a cruise to go to.
Yeah, I mean, somebody got her a ticket. They wanted to see her on there. But she has 2 kids, though, so.
Tickets were bought, well, for the cruise, you know.
Yeah. Hands are tied.
She left them with a tablet.
To a post.
Yeah, she tied the kids to a post.
So who did she ask? Before? Right. Yeah, put them on a leash. Right.
Yeah.
I'll be back in a week, she said. 6 days is a little much for that age,
right? Put them in, like, you know.
How old were they?
6 and 8. The oldest one was 8. Like.
Jesus.
Six hours is probably dangerous at that age, right? You're not supposed to leave.
Dude, I didn't leave Cam alone until he was 13, 12.
Right.
For like more than 30 minutes.
Like you have to get a sitter even if you go to the movies, right? Like you can't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to be double digits.
It's illegal.
Yeah.
It's highly illegal until they're at least, I think, 12 or 13. I mean, I waited till like the state, because my situation, I didn't want to get in trouble. I waited till I knew that it was allowed.
So that was like 12, right? 12.
Yeah, I think it's 12. Yeah.
Yeah.
12 it was a cruise. Right. If you combine their ages, they're 14. Williams left her kids to take her solo vacation on April 4th, returned on April 10th, and was arrested on April 11th because nosy neighbors kept noticing. They noticed that she left on April 4th with luggage without the kids and that no one came in or out of the house. And they started to realize, like, holy shit, I think the kids are there. Like, there's like lights on and stuff and like movement. Like, we need to call the cops. So they did. And the cops made a home call on April 9th, the day before she got back, and found the 2 kids alone in the apartment with garbage and food all around the floor and a quote potent smell of urine in the house. And the house was in complete disarray.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Craziest part, you mentioned who did she ask
for? Finally piss all over the floor.
Yeah, it'd be great. Those kids had a fun week, kind of, you know. But
eating junk food and pissing on the floor.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, probably for a little bit, but probably pretty scary too.
Until the piss smell took over, and then you were like, "I'm on day 5 without seeing anybody else." Yeah.
And the cops showing up probably wasn't fun for them. The kids. And going to sleep, you know, that's probably scary. The kids are now in the care of their aunt. You asked who she asked. I don't know why she didn't ask her fucking sister, because her sister's now taking care of the kids. Just ask your sister before you go on the vacation.
Easy enough, right?
Yeah,
because no, she didn't ask because her sister probably would have said no, and then she would have known
going
that she
anyways.
Was probably going to go anyway. Yeah.
Did you hear some feelings out for her sister?
Yeah.
Her sister said no.
Hey, what are you doing April 1st to the 7th?
Yeah.
In the future now, she can just be like, well, even if you don't take them, you know what's going to happen. So
2 counts of child endangerment. I don't think they're going to give the kids back anytime soon. So
not soon, but she'll get them back.
It's tough.
It'll be a while,
but she'll get them. I mean,
she's like, I can probably go on a few cruises while I wait this court out.
Probably can. Yeah. As long as she passes all her drug tests and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Lesson learned, you know? That's horrible, though. You sure? That's fucked up.
It's terrible.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's change the focus. Okay, let's celebrate some small businesses. As ourselves, small business owners here at Hard Factor LLC, we like to highlight some of the success stories out there of American and also international small business, because after all, we're a global economy now. Okay, producer Eric and Miel out there in the Philippines on our team. Just that's the reality of the internet world. On a recent show, Wes, that you weren't on, Mark and Pat didn't fully agree with me that Truong Mi Lan, the dirty banker who worked her way up from being a street makeup vendor in Vietnam, who's now being put to death for $44 billion of financial crimes against her communist government, qualified as a business hero, a hero of small business. But
you know what? I slept on it, Will. I still don't think she's a hero. She's a
okay. Well, that's fine. I can handle that. But maybe these new ones will be more impressive. First up, how about this for a business idea? Okay. You go to Cancun for spring break, and then you hook up with whoever wants to hook up with you and sign a content release for it, because it's being filmed, obviously, you know, and then you post it. And then you get paid for that at a clip of $85,000 a week. Does that sound good to you as a business idea?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd take that, right?
$85K a week.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you can do it. But that's if you look like the innovative new business model that Bonnie Blue of the Gold Coast, Australia, originally from England. There she is on the left there in the picture. That's her business model she's using right now. Yep. She revealed after returning from spring break of this year on a trip with fellow porn star Leilani May that Bonnie Blue, she made over $250,000 US worth in 3 weeks, all inside her hotel room by hooking up with 122 dudes and posting, streaming the videos of it.
That is low. 122.
What's the math there?
That's like $2,000 a pop.
Yeah. Wait, how much did she make total, Will?
250K.
Yeah.
122. Wow. Now $2,000 a pop. Yeah. So, and I don't think the dudes like paid them. Like, this is the money they made from the streams and the video.
Right. The dudes content, just had to consent to being filmed.
Right. Some dudes probably paid, but you know, because they're like, can I jump in line? Dudes were lining up outside the hotel room in Cancun, lining up outside the door, bonding in line, you know, having a couple drinks together, shooting up, planning annual trips to come back to the same gangbang.
Oh, hey, I'm going after you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, dude?
Yeah, how much longer? I wonder how much longer it's going to be.
Let's compare. See who should go first.
Yeah, rock, paper, scissors to see. Oh, then we can switch or whatever. Like, yeah. You want to go at the same time?
Yeah, Bonnie Blue. She's just sort of, this is her thing. Okay, she's like the new one Debbie.
They put one of those signs that said it, like where it's like you have a 30-minute wait from this sign.
Now serving number 43.
From this point, your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
It was basically like that. I mean, the two girls had the hotel room. They had like a producer with them, and he's just checking guys in, getting you to sign the form, and then filming you. But you know.
Damn.
Bang the two chicks. And then
would you guys have done that back in the day?
How many like, dudes at no, a time?
I wouldn't wait in a line of dudes to bang us. So would I, if I was single, no, would I need to have sex with a hot chick? Yes, potentially, but I'm not going to wait in a line of 80 dudes and know that they're all banging her.
Yeah. Well,
waiting okay. in line.
I'm, if I got in that room, I'd be like,
waiting lines like you're line for a roller coaster, you know?
Yeah. If I got yeah, in that yeah. room and she wasn't like sopping wet from a shower before, I'd be like, I'm out. Like, you know, like.
No, yeah. this is a train, Mark, it's of disgusting. 122.
Yeah.
Choo choo. Cuckoo choo. Yeah, right. This is her thing, though. You have to be, as Mark said, he's not into his, it's not everybody's flavor. All right. It doesn't float everybody's boat being a gangbang. Dude or right. girl, but this is Bonnie Blue's thing. She's like the new Debbie Does Dallas. She got in trouble for banging dozens of recent high school graduates for content recently. But even though she's getting in trouble, raised a lot of eyebrows, strategy seems to be paying off financially. So wow.
That is a good business model. Yeah.
Yeah. Small business success story.
Right it there. Definitely just still feels, I mean, the number for that many dudes feels low for
$2,000 just, of a video, yeah. basically.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I guess that's probably industry standard. I feel like porn is like, you know, $1,000 to $10,000a video, probably depending on your stardom, but for women at least.
Well,
but,
she made $250K over like the 3 week period, but also she made the like international news segment after that. I bet you yeah. the cash is still rolling in.
Oh yeah,
for the OnlyFans to watch the yeah. videos. This is part of the marketing, you know, of that. I'm sure, right?
Yeah. I mean, now everyone knows you can pay to fuck her.
Oh yeah, I think that's she's making it pretty clear. She's a big time train conductor, Bonnie yeah. Blue. That's her thing. She's claiming the, like I said, I think she's like sort of taking the crown from the Debbie Does Dallas's of the worlds. You know,
I guess she never wants to get married.
Well. More like marry the ultimate cuck, maybe. Maybe there's a dude out there that's like, that's his thing. You never know.
Yeah, it's true. There is someone for everyone.
There is. There's a kink out there for everybody. Okay. Ooh, producer Eric's just showing us Bonnie Blue shots. And it's true. She is attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, those were good finds.
She does have that. There is a look to the, you know, high priced escort. It is a certain kind of twinkle in the eye that you can tell. Maybe it's a little bit of like a weathered look, but you can right. you can see it. You know what I mean? You can see that she's been banged.
Bags under the eyes. And, you know, yeah. it takes a lot of hours in the day yeah. to get that many videos done. So
yeah. Yeah.
She's working. She's a working girl, but she's yeah. But it's making money. So anyway, small business success story right there for Bonnie Blue. Yeah, the spring break business is. This is a great idea because you're having Listen, fun while you're making money.
If right? I had a vagina, I would be making money with it any way I could. I mean, I'll just be honest.
Of course. Why else? I mean,
if I had a vagina,
it's such a blessing. But
it really is. You're born with this moneymaker. What are you kidding me?
Yeah, so is a penis too. But I mean, that it's not nearly as great of a moneymaker. Not nearly.
No, no, it's like a 1/1000th of a moneymaker.
Exactly. As you could see, the guys in that, they just got the pleasure of joining the video. They got nothing else.
Yeah.
Just, you know, pat on the back. Way to go, big yeah. fella.
Thanks right. for this money tree, God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty nice. All right. Finally, we lost Mark. So we'll see if we get him back. But if running shadow banks and making pornos aren't for you, Wes, how about this business? How about investing in this business? Of course. Wait a second. Mark's rejoining. You're back, Mark.
Notice anything different?
You shave your arm? You
shaved right away? Oh, did someone pop in and help you out? My
computer, it's impressive.
My computer crashed. I went shaved.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, you knocked it out, knocked those shoulders out real quick. They look great.
Anything different. Yeah.
You look human again.
Wow. Lost the sweater vest. Looks great.
Sorry, guys. Computer crashed.
Oh, you're good. So one last small business to celebrate for you, Mark. If running shadow banks and making pornos aren't for you, how about investing in this, the wearable chair?
Wait.
Oh, wow.
Wearable chair.
Now, of course, I'm not talking about the floppy, crappy, trifold camping shit, you know, stitched into your pants that they just mocked on Silicon Valley that I showed to you right there. I'm talking about a full-on, you know, ankle to mid-back brace. You could actually call it an exoskeleton because that's what it is. Okay, that's what's coming out these days. And you can park in it, sit in this exoskeleton pants wherever you're standing, whenever you want, posting up just in a literal set of chair pants anywhere you want. It's taking the world by storm. You see this guy? Look at him. He has attached suspenders to his chair pants. He's sitting in those.
Okay, I like it, but could it hurt your nuts? I'm a little concerned about smashing your nuts on that thing, or like if you're
wearing a lower body exoskeleton, hurt your nuts? Yeah, I bet it could.
But I feel like there could be some injuries, or like if you're getting chased, like you're gonna get caught.
What's the cost of comfort, Mark? I ask you.
I would imagine that's probably $300.
Listen, Wes, I would wear this.
You need it, Wes.
I do.
You need it. So because I knew you needed it, I tracked down the details on this particular model with the help of exoskeletonreport.com, which is a very helpful website, actually. And these wearable chair pants are actually the Archeless passive lower body exoskeletons that are basically designed to turn any human into a super factory worker, super waiter, super bartender, super videographer, etc.
Anybody super not getting laid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True. You look like a robot Forrest Gump, but your legs and back feel better. And it only costs a little bit over $2,000. And so this one's made in Japan.
Everyone at the event that sees you, even when you get off work and you go to the happy hour or whatever, like you have no chance of getting laid because all everyone can picture is you with that fucking exoskeleton.
Yeah, you got to wear it under your pants.
Impression.
Under your pants, then they're going to think you have like
the biggest legs on planet Earth.
Elephant, how is he sitting?
Yeah, this is going to be great for
look at this guy. He's like a magician. He's like a street magician.
Exactly. Street performers are going to love this.
Wes, are you thinking about getting one?
No, I would never be. I would be the reviews of the fat videographer who couldn't stand the whole time would be.
But he had robot legs.
Plenty. Yeah. Yeah.
It really distracted everyone at our wedding when he kept squatting.
Yeah. Just doing
every step.
I could have used them this weekend, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? People are going to be into it. It's one step closer to being a full cyborg, which, you know, hey, let's just don't fight it. Just embrace it. Okay. It's coming. So don't.
I like it.
Just go cyborg with me.
It's cheaper.
Version 3 will be like $700, $600.
Yeah. $2,000 is a little bit steep, but I mean, we're in a world where you can buy exoskeleton legs for $2,000. That's pretty awesome.
This is cool for like old people though. You know, like grandmas or like grandpas. Like a lot of times, you know, whether it's shortness of breath or just because their bones are brittle, they can't walk very far distances. So just to be able to give them a little rest here and there, if you got to drag them somewhere, is nice.
Super safe for old people to carry another 30 pounds in their lower body. And
yeah. It's especially totally great for
keep their dignity.
I think the
shit it.
The core base is I think sweatshop workers.
So. Oh yeah. Someone's got me on their feet 24 hours.
This would be great for waiting in line to fuck a whore in Cancun.
Right.
It would be. Or I mean, you could even give you some extra thrust in the actual process. Now, if you don't mangle her body with the exoskeleton legs,
can tell when you're when the line's about
to or your own nutsack.
You hear someone putting back on their exoskeleton. You're like, he's done.
Yeah.
It's everyone that goes in, you hear a clunk of the exoskeleton, and you hear it coming back on.
Cancun train dream.
Yeah. They should get him for next year because the guys are coming back. I'm telling you, the dude's really bonded in that line. And we will be back to talk to you tomorrow. That's the end of the show today. Thank you so much for listening, supporting the podcast. But most importantly, patreon.com/hardfactor if you need more Hard Factor. But most importantly, get out there and have yourselves a great fucking day.